Shum led his sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we saw how one must harness even the Yetzer Hara to serve Hashem. Everything in the world is to serve Hashem, and Hashem gave us all the kelim that we need in order to know Hashem and to reveal His glory to the world. When the Sefer Mo'orei Na'im, Parshas Matos, in the middle, in the Maimer, that begins the Medrash Rabba, Umikne Rab Hoyalibne. So says Morena Rabbeinu, that's what it means in the Pasuk, Marabu Masech Hashem Kulam B'Chachma Asisa. How great are your deeds, Hashem, they were all made with Chachma. This that a person has to be Oichez B'Toiv, everything Hashem does, everything Hashem gives you, always see the good in it, always bring out the good. That's what it means, Marabu Masech Hashem Kulam B'Chachma Asisa. How great are your deeds, Hashem, they were all made with wisdom. Malaritz Kinyanech, the earth is filled with your acquisitions. Can you know that? Because it's well known. Shat Seiruf Shel Chachma, the combination of the word Chachma, Ukoyach Ma, Kenoida Mitikunim, as is well known in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Chachma is Osiyos Koyach Ma. What does this mean? Shevachol Maisa Hashem, Shevachol Ha'ilam, Shemishal Shem Lichuchma Yoina, Shegozal Chachmosi, Yisbarach, Sheyekach, that in every Maisa Hashem, every act of God in the whole world, that was emanated down from the divine wisdom, that the wisdom of, may his name be blessed, Hashem, decreed that it should be such, the obligation of a person is, ulahavit hakoyach, to look at the power of that word, mahu, what it is, chachma, koyach ma, everything you see, look at the koyach, what is it? Mi hamechaye hadavar, who is giving this chiyus, and what is his intention? Who is giving this matter chiyus, this item, whatever it may be? Who's giving it life? And what is his intention when he gives it life? The honor, the glory of God, you'll see, if you think about it, is enclosed in that maisa. We should recognize his glory, as I said earlier. That's how he measures himself. Everything that comes down to the world is to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's why he comes down, he's mitzamtzem himself into this world. And it's changed down, it emanates down, in order that it would be easier to recognize the godless of Hashem. That is only that the earth is filled with your kinyanim. The haknois eved tachas rabbi. To be makne, the eved, to make the eved acquired under his master. Meaning, shiye kinyan hakedusha mala ha'aretz. The kinyan hakedusha, the acquisition of kedusha, should fill the earth. In order that you should, through the fact that you grab onto the good in that deed, lachnia hara, and you subordinate the evil. Ha'yideshi yitain lev ladat koach ma, hu, ka'amu. In order that you should pay attention to know, koach ma, where does this power come from? Again, malaretz kinyanecha, the earth fills the kinyan. Everything in this world is a kinyan of kedusha. There's a kinyan of kedusha that fills the earth. How are you kona kedusha in the earth? How do you acquire kedusha? By seeing the good in everything. Also, be optimistic, see the good in everything. See how everything can be used to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, bring out Hashem's glory, to bring Hashem's light into the world, His goodness into the world, His kindness, His love. That's our job. And to be machniya, to subordinate the evil. By thinking about koyach ma, where does this koyach come from? Also, Shtaitin Pusik, lift up your eyes and see who created all these things. Lift up your eyes, which are the eyes of the intellect, and don't see the bad. Through this proper istaklus, looking in a positive way, you're going to connect and unite. Eila, sum ro'am aneichem, lift up your eyes. Have a hoicha blik, as they say in Spanish. Have a high view, a more elevated perspective, and see who created all of these things, and then you'll bring all of these things to Hashem. The mishu ein sof baruch hu, to the one who is ein sof, me'achar shetisu et ha-secho shalachem lahamin, because you're going to lift up your secho to believe, ki hu ha'ikar badavar. He is the Iker, God is the Iker in the matter. Vishahu, the man kavodo, and that the whole purpose of that matter is for the glory of God, for the sake of his honor, and then tikshuot elu lemi, then you connect the elu to the mi. Su'u merom enichem, lift up your eyes to heavens, have a high blick, have a high perspective, have a broad, an elevated perspective. U'ru mi, and see who, bara elu, created all these things. Elu, and me, is osios elokim. All of the elus are going to turn to get, can you unite with me, and then it's going to be elokim. Yeyichud elokim. Mashkas v'dikunim, mi elu mosios elokim, like it says in the Dikunim. I heard this from Moshe. I used to say it a lot. That mi elu is osios elokim. I think it was a lot. Maybe I just heard the same thing numerous times. Shehu tzimtzum elokusa yisbarach b'chol advarim. That he, that this name of Elohim is the name of Gura. That means he was mitzamsem, he contracted his godliness into all the matters. Kafisha gazla, uchmasu shalidei kein yuchal eskari betzel yisbarach. As God's wisdom decreed, that through this, man can come close to Hashem. V'atavinu kimrovanim v'yamitz koch ish no ne'edah. Then you'll understand that. That's the hemshech of the pasuk. That with great strength and energy, nobody is missing. In other words, there's nobody in the world that God doesn't act with him in such a midah, in such a way, in such a measure, that that measure doesn't have a lot of strength in it. It's an amazing shtick for Avedis Hashem. Sumer Menechem, lift up your eyes, have an elevated perspective. We remember, I look and see you created everything, but everything in this world, me, Ela, everything is Hashem. Hashem has been samsa himself, Elohim, in order that we should do what? In order that we should bring out his glory. And what Pazik says, Vaiter, Merav Onim Vamitzkoyach, that there's so much strength involved. Ishlo Nedar. Nobody is missing. In other words, everybody, God acts with everybody in the same way, that he puts them in situations, he gives them the Sionos, so that his glory should be revealed. Ishlo Nedar. So you have troubles in life, you have problems, great, you're in a good club. Welcome. There are 8 billion other people in this club, okay? And all of us have problems for the same reason, to bring out the glory of God. That's our job. Wow. Incredible. Love it. V'al yidei zeh, k'shekol Yisrael yistaklu al zeh, v'yitnu datam al zeh, yavo m'shicheinu b'merav yameinu. And through this, when all the people look at this, and they pay attention to this, then the Messiah will come. Me'achar sh'yitrabe gvul ha'kdusha. Since the gvul ha'kdusha is going to be misrave, it's going to be extended. Eretz Yisrael is going to expand its borders to the whole world. People think, oh, Jews are expansionists, Jews are imperialists, Jews are this, Jews are that. Mashiach is going to come. Eretz Yisrael is going to be expanded to the whole world. By expanding the Gvul HaKedusha among the Jewish people in their hearts, this will happen also in all of the Welt, all of the worlds. Yisrabe gamken b'gashmi, and it's also going to be increased in the world of Gashmias, because it's all talu zeh b'zeh. The Gush Ruchnius world, Gashmias world, all interconnected. Yishtalshelus, as it emanates down from the higher worlds, the lower worlds. Kanoida kfi sheyadua b'kol mi sheyodea. Lachen, Api Kabbalah. Lachen, Kshichot Yisrael v'gbiru v'vul ha'klipe nismat Eretz Yisrael v'niktanan. Therefore, when the Jewish people zindikt, as they say in Spanish, when the Jewish people sinned and they empowered the boundaries of the klipa, of the impure husks, nitma'ata Eretz Yisrael v'niktanan. Eretz Yisrael became diminished. Kamadana ma'amaram, like it says in Chazal, Eretz Tzvi, Matzvi Azze Ein Oro. So Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaTzvi. The Gemara says that just like this deer cannot hold its flesh, for after the animal is skinned, its hide shrinks. So too, Eretz Yisrael, when it's settled, it expands. When it's not settled, it contracts. And therefore, Eretz Yisrael was very, very highly populated before the Churban, because it was expansive. Also, Yerushalayim, there were so many people, according to Chazal and Yerushalayim. I don't know how they all fit in there. But that's Eretz Hatzvi. So we have to expand the Gvulos of Kedusha by Dekein. So we see how Kedusha expands and it contracts based on our behavior. And so too, Eretz Yisrael, and so too Adei Archavos Hadas, which is the boundaries of Kedusha without end. So Eretz Yisrael in the future is going to expand to the whole world. And we have to do this avodah of Archavos Gvulei Kedusha. We have to open up our hearts to expand our world of Kedusha, and thus that will expand the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and the whole world, and then Mashiach comes, and the Malar Tzedeas Hashem Kumayim V'yam Chasim, and all the amazing futuristic visions that we've heard about. V'zel, and that's what V'shteik and Pusik, and Mikne Rav Hoya, that's what it means in the Pasuk, Mikne Rav Hoya, Mikne Lashon Kinyan, but B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain, She'en Iknu Evet Tachas Rabbi. They were Makne, the Evet, they gave over the Evet to his master. In other words, the Ra was sweetened and it became a seat of good. The Kenyan Rav, Munishlema Ka'amor, with a great Kenyan, with the Munishlema, the Sechel Agadah B'chol HaMitzvah, Amisnagi B'olam, Hacha Kenyan Shalom Hei Rav Noid. With great Sechel, all the Midas that are Misnagi in the world, and their kinyan became very great. They used the good, mikne. They had a great kinyan, mikne raf, not a lot of cattle. I mean, that's a pashut pshat, also means that. But it also means they had a kinyan raf, they had a great acquisition of emunah shleima, that all their raf they used for the tov, sechel agadah b'chol amidah b'snagah b'olam, with great sechel, great intellect, with all of the measures that a Kadosh Baruch Hu treats the world, governs the world, guides the world, ad, שהקניין שלהם היה רב מאוד, הרבה קניין. וזהו, מקנה רב היה רצה לא אמר, קניין רב היה לבני ראובן. היינו שהקנו את הרב על העבד, ושהקנו העבד, רב, ומדה בי קניין. They were מקנה. The rav on the עבד, the master, on the servant, and they were מקנה, they caused to be acquired, the servant, to the master, על ידי טוב מעשיהם, to their good deeds, שעשו הכל בטוב, they held everything but the good. עד שעל ידי זה נצרח אבל גבול הקדוש ורוחני. And through this, the boundaries of Kedush and Ruchnius were expanded, the Nimshach Gam Begashmi Gamken, the Nimshach Ken Begashmi Gamken. This is also drawn in Gashmias, Sha'a Evra Yade Nasi Gamken Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Evra Yarden also became Eretz Yisrael. Evra Yarden also had the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. That's the famous Kasha, right? Is that Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu was in Evra Yarden. Evra Yarden is Eretz Yisrael. For a certain dinim anyway. So we see, okay, it's not the same as Eretz Yisrael, but it has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So Memela, they expanded the Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, even Tevar Yadim. It said, Tovin, Sha'at Shekibish Tavar Ha'ilam Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Now we understand that the lands that King David captured have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We discussed this in our Shi'urim. Rambam, Shumas 1:3, Ke'akibishu Mikadim B'ruchni Ka'amor, first your Ka'ivish in the Ruchnis. First, you expand your Kedusha in the world of Ruchnis, and then in Gashmis, you can expand your Kedusha as well. Idea avoid this in your land. Idea avoid this Zabar HaMelech in Doiro, Al-Vashal Min Doiro, V'nishach Mizeh Gamkin Kibush Gashmi. We have avoid of Zabar HaMelech with each generation, and this also expanded to the Kibush HaGashmi. First, your Kodesh in Ruchnis, first you expand your Kedusha in Ruchnis, and then Gashmis, the lands that David captured, have Kedushas, Eretz, Yisrael. And that's also shouting the medrash in the pasuk to show the quality of the acquisition of the Evet, his master. When a person is magbir the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara, b'chol adram shosin lo Hashem yisbarach b'olamo misalem u'mitstamsim behem lufanav b'chdei sheyogsu bo v'yakiru kvodo ki les aser panum minei. We have in the Medrash, that we started this year with, in the previous segment, that says that there are three things in the world. Shalosh Matanas, three Matanas Hashem gave to the world. Chachm, Vur, and Osher. When you're Zochah, and you're Zochah in one, you're Zochah in all of them. You merit chachma, you merit everything. You merit gvur, you merit everything. You merit osher, you merit everything. What does this mean? What this means is that when you empower the Yetzer Hara over the Yetzer HaTov over the Yetzer Hara, so even when your avoda is only in one of the three areas, a person's avoda is in chachma, a person's avoda is in gvura, a person's avoda is in osher, as well. So then what he does is he expands this to all areas of Avodas Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will contract himself into these areas, and everybody's going to recognize his glory, and that there is no place that is empty of him. Zeu, Zacha Becha Zacha V'Kul, that means Zacha Becha Zacha V'Kul, means Zacha Zacha, as Milashim Nitzuach, to win. Like it is Lo Zachisi Shtem Ritzis V'Tzayim B'Lelos. I haven't merited, I haven't been able to win, to be victorious, and say Eretz, say Yitzis Mitzrayim at night, until in Zoma Darshan, Bedi Darshan, as we say in the Seder Nacht. Kim Zacha V'Nitzach Es Hara V'Adavah, Hashem Adavah. He overcame, he vanquished, he defeated the Ra, Vachas Batoiv, and he held on to the good. Nidbaka Dezebor and Sov Baruch Hu. And this way, he held on to God's infinite light. So our job is to be Magbir the Toiv, Magbir the Toiv, to bring Hashem into everything, and then the Ra is sweetened, and even that is harnessed, is used for the good. Uvade Bolotar Messiah, anyone who comes to purify himself, Hashem will help him. Because the good and the life of lives that is clinging to a person through this, in its light he will travel and he will go further. He becomes stronger and stronger to inculcate this within himself. That's what the wisdom of God saw, that through that matter, if a person wants, that will be the way of his aliyah. When he goes onto that path, if you're zeicha, you're in the path of Avodas Hashem and Chachma and Gvura and Osher, and you hold on to that path, God's going to lead you, and you'll be zeicha in everything. Yiske gamkei lechachma gvura midway Osher v'midway Chachma ideze yiske lebeis varm gamkei shen Osher gvura kemiachas shudavik beechad shutzimtzum lekuzay elav heikri v'adi kemchinik beis baruch yabel chol shlemos. In other words, you win, your chachma wins, so you get gevura and osher. Your osher wins, you get chachma and gevura. In other words, when you use one of the midas that Hashem gave you in order to serve Hashem, to bring His glory, oh, now you have Hashem. Now that you have Hashem, so Mela, Hashem is everything. So you, once you have the gevura, you also have the osher and the chachma. And once you have the osher and the chachma, you also have the, once you have the osher, you have the gevura and the chachma. Once you have the gevura, you have the chachma and the osher. So once you have godliness in all matters. So you go with what the midah that Hashem gave you, and then you'll expand your gvul of kedusha. Because once you have godliness, you have godliness. You davik b'Hashem, and then you get shleimus. V'cheni midah itzal gvura hu yisrael koch mitzulasev hu koyach hu noisen olav v'liba lechos b'tov. So you have midah gvura, you're stronger than others. So you use that to serve Hashem. Shasim kol b'chosav v'chisav v'lezal yisbarach. Some people have an amazing amount of stamina, you know, to be a talmid chacham, to be a goyin, so a great learner, a lamdan. So you need not only a good head, helps, but the Memches Kinyanei Torah, of course, but you need stamina just to be able to sit there, to sit another hour, another hour, another hour, another hour. Not everybody can sit 14 straight hours in there. But those who can know a lot of Torah. So a person has a koich of gvura, so use that koich and namele, you bezach of the other things as well. So you have this mikne rab, you have this kinyan, Vura, so that's a great Kenyan, it's a Mikna Rav. Use that to serve Hashem, and therefore you can have everything. And then the Eved is going to serve the Rav, the servant's going to serve the master, all the Kochas Ara are going to be used for the sake of Tov. V'chein ba'ashirus, and so to wealth. Yiskel anatzeach harashem, lubash b'oitshem ahu, shiyochel archikom man yizbarach, v'ochetz ba'atov, kinodi shikamat kolom v'zislim v'momen, Osher also. The person zeicha, even hatzeach the ra that's melubish and osher, there's a lot of ra that comes along with osher. So what do? You take that, not to get yourself further away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, as unfortunately some people do, but rather you hold on to the good, because it's known that almost all the mitzvot tali mamon cost money. Staka, chesed, tefillin, Shabbos, chinuch of your children, they're all costing money. It means a lot of money. So you use all your money for the good. That's a tremendous kinyan of your master. So use your chachma not for evil, but for good. Ki gam chachma hu is arvis toiv ra. Chachma is a mixture of good and bad. Hu aichetz b'toiv. She reishis chachma yiras Hashem. Use your chachma for good. The beginning of chachma is yiras Hashem. And therefore, kevin shachas b'zeh. Since you hold on to this, v'hikin arava shevatachas atoiv. And you're makna, you acquired the evil under the good. Nidbak b'tzimtzum alakusay. Shisham chachma hu. So you have the Akadosh Baruch Hu mitzamsim himself in that chachma. V'zach l'kol advar, v'zach everything shalidei shadovik. So you're dovik in the midah of Elokus of godliness that is contracting himself into this midah. So then you get everything, you get all the godliness. It's gevaldik. Amish gevaldik in avoda. You have your mahalach in avoda, and then you expand it. And the oimakinyan is that being by holding on to the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, mizorchet and other things, v'alidei zeh, that you're holding on to the good, mevin kol dvar misnagim mizeh olam. So you bring all the things in this world that came in the world because of God's contraction, you bring them above the contraction. And then there's no limit anymore. Ooh, and then great things come down. And that's what it means, Pshat in the Pasuk, in the beginning of Parashas Maaseh, Ve'ela Maaseh B'nei Yisrael, that Yeruchinus Eila, Shiruchinus Mibar Eila. It says these are the travels of B'nei Yisrael. Through Yeruchinus Eila, Mibar Eila, who created these things? That are all the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world. So the Mi Bara Eila, who created all of these things? All these things that Hashem is manning the world. Yes? And the Masa is Miloshan An Haga. Eila Masa B'nei Yisrael. This is the way God guides us. So Eila Masa, when you're holding on to the good and all the things that God gave you in guiding the world, there's so many things in this world that God uses to guide the world towards Him. So Eila Masa, all of these anhagas of Hashem, how divinely, providentially, He guides the world. Asher, through this, Yatsu Meretz Mitzrayim, you leave Egypt. What is Egypt? Shehuose is Meitzer Yam. Narrow sea. Shetzimtzum Chochma Yonu Pamu Le'el. Meitzer Yam means narrow water. It's narrow. So that's a tzimtzum. That's Rochad Mitzamtzim Mitz Chochma. Hines, Koyach Ma. What's koach ma? You look at this koach and say, ma, what am I going to do with it? Where does it come from? She, ayidezi avinu koach ma. Through this you can understand. Koach ma, halosh ban haga ahi. What that is enclosed in this anhaga. He's got a certain anhaga he runs the world with. He's mitzamsim himself. And then you that's the... And we're living right here in the Meitzer Yam, in a narrow water. There's a border here. It's very narrow. And we have to use our koach ha-chachma to expand. And that's why how we can yotzei meretz, we can go out of Egypt again. Eila Masa B'nei Yisrael. These are the travels of the Jewish people. Asher yotzei Mitzrayim. Eila. That's what Hashem was moided for you, measured for you. Masa Miloshan and Hagel and Yizochah B'nei Dapik of yourself in the Tov in that manner that Hashem Baruch Hu measured for you. That's what it means. Yotzei Meretz Yisrael. Mitzrayim is Meitzer Yam. That you are elevated above the narrowness of that matter. And Vayter Pasuk says in the Miskayim by the Zeh. The Eila, B'chol B'chinos Eila, Hamur, Maseyam, the Motseyam, Shekol Maseyam and Agoseyam, the Motseyam, Shehu, the Malam and Atsimsum, Nachshin Bukai Dezebo Isbar, Otsir Dabrin Atsimsum, Makam Otsim, Kamu the Malam. And then it says Vaiter, in the Pasuk, as Rabbeinu quotes, Maseyam, the Eila, Maseyam, the Motseyam, which means that once you lift yourself above the tzimtzum of the Mitzrayim, of the Meitzer Yam, then you're zoicha that ve'ela. In other words, all the bechinas of Eila. Everything in this world is going to be miskayim by you, maseyam l'motseyam. But once you're a mis'ala, you raise yourself above the tzimtzum to the place of motseyam where they come out from, you're zoicha to be masig everything that wasn't measured to you in the first place. In other words, Eila is what Hashem gave you. Eila maseh b'nei Yisrael, what Hashem gave you in His anhaga. I'm guiding you. So when you're zeicha, you medapik yourself in the good in that matter, asher yotzei meretz Mitzrayim, you're going to go out of Egypt, you go out of the narrow places. Ve'ela, and then all the other b'chinas of Ela, everything else that you weren't davik to, mas'ehem, once you're above the tzimtzum, then mas'ehem, that'll also be your nahag l'motzeyem, because you're going to go to the, you're going to be masik, all those things that weren't given to you in the first place. Because you're going to go out of the tzimtzum to the makom motzim, to the place where they come out from. Where do they come out from? Above Tzimtzum. If you davik in all the midas, so it's going to be a kiyum of masayim, all of your anhagas that you weren't given in the first place, elam masayim, and all of the anhagas that you weren't given in the first place, all of the midas that you weren't given in the first place, that was really the glory of God, the motzam, you're going to be zochet to them because you're going to go back to the place from which they came, from where they came. So that's beautiful. So we learn in this maimer, shakol pol Hashem lemaneu, everything God did is for His glory, chvoido, like we see in the Mishnah, for His sake, for His glory. That's everything we have, all the ra. You're supposed to find the good. You're supposed to be machnia betachas rabo. All of the ra in the world you're supposed to use, harness for the good. Eretz Yisrael is going to expand. We have to expand the gulos of kedusha. When you expand the gulos of kedusha in ruchnius, you also expand the gulos of kedusha in gashmius. David HaMelech captured land outside of Eretz Yisrael. Came holy. Malaretz kinyanecha. The world is filled with kinyan kedusha of Hashem. Every midah, every measure that Hashem gives you should serve Hashem. You can use it, whatever He gives you, to come close to Him. Even the ra that He gives you, you should use also as part of your services. Another way of revealing Him. Lift up your eyes. Have an elevated perspective. Connect the midah to the eila. Connect to who created all these things. See. The koyach of this matter, ma, where did it come from? It came from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to connect all the gashmis to it. So it's ruchnias. Mi bara eila zoseos elokim. Mi and eila is elokim. Then you get to elokim. Mirov one and mamis koch ishlan edar, part of the pasuk says. That there's so much koyach given to every person. Nobody's missing. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave every person the capacity to reveal His glory through His own personal nisyanos. And the negadim nei Reuben had a mikna rab. They had a great kinyan. They were makim the evitachas rabo. They were makim the gula kedushim in tevar yardin. And that's what we're all able to do. You have to use your kochas that you have, chachm, vru, oisha, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakeh you with. Use those midas, Hashem has moided you, Hashem gave you money. Use it for the good, and then you'll be zochet the other things as well. If you care, obviously, to put in the effort. I don't know if it comes automatically, it puts in zochet, chachm, automatically, not so sure. But apoponim, you use the midas that Hashem gave you, and then you zochet the tziyat to the Shema in other areas as well. You can expand your gvul of kedusha. That's what it means. If you zochet osha, you zochet b'kol. Again, zochet b'lashon yitzuach, you menatzeach the ra, because osha can bring ra with it. Bring evil. The Chacham can bring Ra with it. We're bringing Ra. We use it for the good. In the Mela, you elevate yourself to Kedusha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks in every generation, like in the beginning, that what to give in every person, what to give in order to help this person come close to Him. And really, that's our avoda. And now we're trying to leave Eretz Mitzrayim, Mitzaryam, Korot Ve'Sigur, Bena Mitzarim. Now we're in the times of Bena Mitzarim, Mitzrayim, Mitzaryam. We're in the narrow places. We have to expand the Gvul of Kedusha. And Mitzashem will do it B'Simcha, 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 B'Simcha. Smichas keon davedech, it sprouts, it expands. When a person's feeling expansive, he's feeling happy. When a person's happy, he's feeling expansive. So that's really our job now. It's a time of tzimtzum. Kol ratfei sigud and beinam etzarim. We're in between these narrow places. And this is so gevaldik, so geschmack, that we have the opportunity to expand the pool of Kedusha. And of course we're supposed to be besimcha these days. What does that mean? We're ba'atzvus, gedol lema'od, that we don't have a beis hamikdash. We're besimcha gedol lema'od, that we know it's coming. Rabbi Kiva laughed. And we can learn Torah. And we can bring Him closer. But every ma'aseh tov that we do, there's no such thing as avodas Hashem be'atzvus. That's not doesn't work. All the svarim say it doesn't go. It doesn't go. There's a ma'ila. There's some ma'ila to atzvus for a short period of time. That yes, for your averus, for the churban mitzvah, to cry avadin avadin avadin. But that's also accompanied with happiness because you have meaning, you have purpose. You know that it's coming. You know that you're bringing it closer. And also to learn Torah. Torah gait nisht on simcha. Without simcha, Torah doesn't go. You have to learn Torah with Simcha, and you have to expand the goal of Simcha, and the Dafka and Chesed Shalom, they're makbet to make siyumim during the 9 days. Dafka, not because we're so spoiled that we need to eat meat, but because we're so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want to bring more Tov into the world. We want to bring more happiness. And yeah, in a chanami, there's halacha not to eat meat during the 9 days, but it's halacha that if you make a siyum, you do eat meat. It is a Simcha. So we want to expand the goals of Simcha, and hopefully this bizecha b'karv mamish, the king of the pasuk, Simcha Salam al Roshim. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful shtickle. So there's a lot more Moriniam, the six parishes, a lot of Torah in the Moriniam, Parshas Matis. So I hope our Baruch Hu to do more, and then we still have a lot more to look forward to, because Baruch Hashem, Moriniam doesn't leave us empty. He gave us so much to learn from, so much wisdom, so much insight, so much chizuk. So, thanks so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet spirits.